This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The governors of Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee have declared states of emergency this week. Not tornadoes or hurricanes, but gasoline. A 50-plus-year-old gasoline pipeline in Alabama has sprung a leak, shutting down gas deliveries to parts of the East Coast, farther east and north. Shortages are happening, prices are going up, and we are all realizing anew that gas doesn't magically appear out of the end of the hose when you pull up to the pump. It has to get there from refineries somehow, right? Marketplace's Jed Kim explains there are a whole lot of disconnects when it comes to pipelines right now.
The first disconnect is physical. As a result of the shutdown, some areas of the southeast U.S. are seeing less gas. Mike Thornbrew is a spokesman for Quick Trip. He says his company is picking which stations will get deliveries.
As supply hopefully gets better, we'll start putting more and more stores into that category. But at this point, we're still running on about 50% capacity.
The Colonial pipelines normally carry about 2.5 million barrels a day. About half that capacity is gone. Colonial isn't giving interviews, but has said on an informational site that it expects the line to be back up sometime this week. Thornbrew says in the meantime, Quick Trip is looking into barges, train cars, interstate trucking as possible ways to keep it flowing.
It's just another reminder just how critical the infrastructure is in the United States. And all it takes is one pipeline to really create a lot of havoc and to the marketplace.
That vulnerability may be getting exacerbated by the controversy over the Dakota Access Pipeline more than 1,000 miles away.
Well, you certainly can't build any new infrastructure because people are protesting against it.
Barbara Shook is with Energy Intelligence.
A lot of our infrastructure is old, and getting it repaired is difficult because you have so many protesters who just want us to abandon all our infrastructure, and I guess we're supposed to walk from Texas to New York now.
She says some pipeline disconnects are physical. Others, more cognitive. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.